Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on in the book of the Psalms, and we're in the 45th Psalm. This one, when you first start reading it, you're going, what is going on with this thing? You know, you sort of have an idea, you think initially, but then you think, well, what is this and what is that? So let me just tell you from the get-go, okay? I'm going to try to read the entire Psalm today, 17 verses long, and it all goes together. But you need to see it all to understand it. It actually has a very long title. It says, to the choir master, or the chief musician, upon Shoshanim. How do you say that? Shoshanim. Shoshanim? Shoshanim, yeah. To the choir master, according to the lilies. That word means lilies. A maskil of the sons of Korah. A love song, or a song of love. So that's all the title. So it's to the choir master. And so this is one of the sons of Korah's maskils, and they sent it to the choir master, and they said, according to lilies. And so we think this is probably a tune, okay? The word's used on two other psalms. If it was just right here, we might think it's just a love song, but it's also used on in the title of two other psalms. So it's probably a tune, the melody they want this sung by. Here's what verse 1 says. My heart overflows with a pleasing theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. And so what's he saying here? The psalmist is saying, my heart's overflowing. This is a great theme. I'm addressing these verses to the king, and my tongue is like a pen of a ready scribe. I am ready to sing this. I'm ready to proclaim it. This is actually what's referred to as a royal wedding psalm. Okay? It's a psalm of love. And it's about a king that's getting married to his queen. And so that's what the psalmist is speaking of. Verse 2, and he's speaking about the king. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. So he describes the king as being the most handsome of the sons of men. Wise thing to say to a king. That his speech is very gracious. He's a great eloquent speaker, and that God is blessing forever. Verse 3, gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride out victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome deeds. And so he's sending forth an exhortation to the king to ride victoriously, to live victoriously in truth, in humility, in righteousness, okay? And then his right hand, remember the right hand is the picture of power. May your right hand teach you awesome deeds. Verse 5, your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Your robes are all fragrant with myrrh and aloe and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. Daughters of king are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Now that's all through the ninth verse right there. That's all one long run-on sentence, is it not? That thing where it says, your throne, O God, is forever and forever. The psalmist is declaring praise to God in the midst of declaring praise and honor to the king. He's saying, God, your throne is forever and forever. Your scepter is the kingdom's of separate uprightness, and you've loved the righteousness and hated the wicked. So therefore, God, your God, has anointed you. He's saying God loves righteousness. He hates wickedness. Because of that, God has anointed the king with the oil of gladness, okay, with the oil of a festive oil, literally what it means. He's anointed his robe with the fragrant, with myrrh and aloe and cassia. And those are often sensual type of oils and anointing right there. And he declared that great instruments of strings praise makes him glad. Now, verse 10. Hear, O daughter, and consider. Verse 10 is being spoken to the queen, the one that the king is marrying. Hear, O daughter, and consider, and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. Well, that's a bit of a hint right there that the one, the lady that's being married here is from a foreign country. Forget your people and your father's house? Yeah. Verse 11, do this and the king will desire your beauty. Since he is your Lord, bow to him. So there's a little picture here of the proper role and function of king and queen, right? Verse 12, the people of Tyre will seek your favor with gifts. The richest of the people. All glorious is the princess in her chamber with robes interwoven with gold and many colored robes. She is led to the king with her virgin companions following behind her. So we see here the bridal processional, the wedding processional, and how she's dressed with robes interwoven with gold, many colored robes. And she has an entourage of virgin companions with her. Verse 15, with joy and gladness, they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. In place of your fathers shall be your sons. You shall make them princes in all the earth. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, nations will praise you forever and forever. So it's just a great psalm. Again, a royal wedding psalm where a king and where his bride is being married. Now, who is it written for? Or what particular psalm? We're not sure. I'm inclined to think it might have been Solomon and one of his many women, right? But maybe not. But you see the wonder and the glory and the splendor of what was being declared, and that this came from the Most High God, and that God is the one who brought this together. And he actually said that God will bless this, that there will be generations and the nations will praise you forever and forever. That's the reason I'm thinking this of the line of David also, Solomon, that type of thing. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you in the next episode.